This is the White House Report. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to Reuters, a teenage boy who killed two classmates and wounded three others at a Southern California high school on his birthday before shooting himself in the head died on Friday of his wounds in the hospital, the LA County Sheriff's Office said. Nathaniel Tenosuk-Berhau, age 16, a junior at Sagas High School, was being treated for self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the head when he succumbed to his injuries. His mother was present at the time of his passing, the sheriff's office said in a written statement. The boy was carrying out a deliberate plan when he shot five students at his California high school, then turned the gun on himself, a local sheriff said on Friday, but authorities said they had no clues about what sparked the bloodshed. Two of the other five students who were shot in the Thursday morning attack at the school in Santa Clarita died of their wounds. Second, according to the Christian Post, protests have escalated in Hong Kong after a Christian student died from injuries he sustained after falling from a parking garage where police officers clashed with protesters last week amid violent anti-government demonstrations. Last week, 22-year-old Chow Ziuk, a second-year computer science undergraduate at Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, died from his injuries after he fell from the third floor to the second floor of a car park in Xianghuan-O on November 4th, while police carried out a dispersal operation nearby with rounds of tear gas fire, the South China Morning Post reports. In response to his death, the demonstrators trashed a campus branch of Starbucks and vandalized the porch of the chancellor as pressure built on the university to condemn police accused of chasing the student before he fell to his death. The UK Telegraph reported, friends describe Chow as a Christian who is known in his social circle for his passion for sports and mathematics, as well as his willingness to help others in school. Numerous vigils were held across the city in honor of Chow, with a moment of silence to commemorate the late student. Third, according to NBC News, a Philadelphia teenager allegedly shot his 11-year-old brother to death at their home on Monday, though authorities said it's unclear if the killing was intentional or an accident. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter identified the older brother, age 19, as a person of interest in the shooting. The teen, who was not identified, was taken into custody after being found a couple of blocks away from the scene of the shooting in Philadelphia's Overbrook neighborhood, Kelcher said. She said the brothers were the only two people home when the boy was shot in the chest with a handgun shortly before noon. The older brother initially went to neighbors asking for help, but then fled the home before police arrived. There's always a chance it was an accident, Kelcher said. We don't know one way or the other. I would like to believe it's an accident, but it doesn't change the results. The 11-year-old was taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead shortly before 12:30 p.m., NBC Philadelphia reported. Fourth, according to the Christian Post, Turkey President Tayyip Recep Erdogan told media at the White House on Wednesday that Turkey will restore damaged Syrian churches as Christian communities along the border in northeastern Syria are feeling vulnerable due to the Turkish incursion. Erdogan met with the United States President Donald Trump and a group of GOP senators on Thursday in a widely publicized meeting that was reportedly held to clear the air amid congressional criticism of Turkey's military operation in northeastern Syria. During a press conference at the White House, Erdogan was asked specifically by a reporter if he could guarantee that Turkey will protect Christians in northeast Syria amid this realignment. Erdogan thanked the reporter for the question and assured that his government is especially sensitive and has plans in place to help Christians remaining on the Syrian side of the border who have seen their churches and sanctuaries destroyed by the violence. And they will see their sanctuaries getting revived and their churches will be reconstructed so that they can go back and start praying there again, Erdogan said, according to his translator. Fifth, according to ESPN, Myles Garrett will not play again this season and maybe longer. The NFL announced Friday that the Cleveland Browns defensive end has been suspended for the rest of this season, including the playoffs should the Browns make it, and will have to meet with the commissioner's office before being reinstated in 2020. Garrett ripped the helmet off Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph and clubbed him in the head with it in the final seconds of Thursday night's game. The NFL also suspended Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi one game for shoving Rudolph in the back into the ground, shortly after Garrett had slugged the Steelers quarterback in the head with the helmet. Pittsburgh center Marquise Pouncey, who jumps into Garrett, kicking and punching him after Rudolph had been struck, was suspended 3 games. Rudolph doesn't anticipate a suspension, but he is bracing for a potential fine, a source reported. The NFL left the door open for additional discipline of other players under the league's standard accountability process, including those who left the bench and ran onto the field center the fight area. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.